This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Khadka with the news out of the stories first. Nepali New Year 2077 Bikram Sambat being marked across the country today, exchanging greetings of best wishes. President Vidyadevi Bhandari, Vice President, Prime Minister and political leaders offer greetings on the occasion. Health Ministry confirms 3 more new cases of coronavirus in the country, bringing the total cases to 12. 14 Nepalis died from the coronavirus abroad, while 665 get infected so far. Coronavirus Prevention and Control Fund received 47.8 million rupees yesterday alone, and UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson discharged from hospital, Downing Street says, but will not immediately return to work. Now the news in detail. The Nepali New Year 2077 Bikram Sambat is being marked today by exchanging greetings of the best wishes across the country. Also called Mesh Sankranti or Baisakh Sankranti, today the sun enters into the Aries from the Pisces. The first day of the New Year 2077 Bikram Sambat, this is the day for everyone to plan for the future with firm determination by evaluating the successes and failures of the past year. As per the mythology, Bikram Sambat is believed to have started by King Vikramaditya. President Vidyadevi Bhandari has wished for happiness, peace, prosperity, good health, long life, brotherhood and unity, as well as overall development and progress for all Nepali sisters and brothers on the occasion of Nepali New Year 2077 Bikram Sambat. In a message of New Year today, President Bhandari has stressed to further intensify mutual cooperation, welfare, dedication and sacrifice at a time when hundreds of thousands of people are struggling for their life by being infected from COVID-19. President Bhandari has also stated that the lockdown and social distancing were the best options to save the priceless human lives by making the prevention, control and treatment measures against the global pandemic. The president further added that the development efforts in the country have moved in a speedy manner with the government efforts to achieve the national aspiration of prosperous Nepal and happy Nepali. In her message, president has expressed her best wishes for courage and excitement for economic prosperity in the country, along with lasting peace, robust national unity and social goodwill. Likewise, Vice President Nanda Bahadur Pun has said that the New Year 2077 Bikram Sambat will provide inspiration to all the Nepalis to demonstrate unprecedented national unity in the fight against COVID-19 pandemic. Extending best wishes to all the Nepalis on the occasion of New Year 2077 Bikram Sambat today, the Vice President believed that the coronavirus pandemic would be contained within the initial few months of the New Year, and the nation will get soon march ahead of the journey towards fulfilling the national aspiration. Likewise, Vice President Poon has also appealed to all to extend support to the government's decision regarding COVID-19 prevention and control. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has extended his best wishes to all the Nepalese residing at home and abroad on the occasion of New Year 2077 Bikram Sambat. In his best wishes message, the Prime Minister has expressed his belief that the prevalent adverse situation caused by the coronavirus would come to an end soon. Saying the whole human civilization is fighting against the invisible enemy, the Prime Minister has urged all Nepalis to get united to defeat it. The Prime Minister has also expressed his belief that we will be successful return to normal life very soon. Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota has requested all Nepalis to celebrate Nepali New Year 2077 as year of triumph over the coronavirus. Speaker in a message of greeting has requested all Nepali sisters and brothers living at home and abroad to observe the new year as a year of prosperity and sustainable development. Likewise, Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deuba has said that his party was supporting the government as it's best possible with the aspirations and perspectives that crisis can be combated together to face today's challenges. In a message today on the occasion of New Year 2077 Bikram Sambat, Deuba has wished for happiness, peace, progress and prosperity to all Nepalis at home and abroad. The Minister of Health and Population has confirmed 3 new cases of coronavirus in the country, bringing the total cases to 12. In a regular media briefing organized at the ministry yesterday, the ministry spokesperson Dr. Vikas Devkota informed that three males tested coronavirus positive are Indian nationals and they are receiving treatment at Birganj-based Narayani sub-regional hospital. The new cases were tested in Kathmandu-based National Public Health Laboratory. Dr. Devkota further informed that the contact tracing of the people who came in contact with the infected persons has been initiated. He also said 795 throat swabs were examined in the last 24 hours. The health ministry said a total of 8,505 samples have been tested for coronavirus as of yesterday. According to ministry, 7,973 persons are in quarantine and 85 persons are receiving treatment in isolation wards across the country. Coronavirus test has been expedited in all 77 districts with the availability of rapid diagnostic testing kits. The health ministry has urged all the people to abide by the lockdown rules and also urged people in quarantine to follow the directives issued by the World Health Organization. Speaker of the House of Representatives Agni Prasad Sapkota, National Assembly Chairperson Ganesh Prasad Timmalsena and Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Sivamaya Tumbampe held a meeting yesterday to discuss the contemporary political and other issues of the country. The meeting was held at the office of the Speaker at Simhadarbar. According to Speaker's Secretariat, the meeting was focused on the government's performance and the role of Federal Parliament during the crisis caused by COVID-19 pandemic. Speaker Sapkota and Chairperson Timmalsena argued that the government's efforts to combat the COVID-19 were satisfactory. They also suggested the government to bring relief packages to daily wage earners and poor people during the ongoing lockdown. The recent cabinet meeting had assigned Minister Tumbampe to coordinate the political parties representing in the federal parliament for seeking joint efforts in combating the pandemic. 14 Nepalese died from the coronavirus so far, while 665 Nepalese have tested positive for the coronavirus across the world. According to data collected by Non-Resident Nepalese Association NRNA, 8 of them died in the United Kingdom, 5 in the United States of America and 1 in United Arab Emirates. A health committee formed under the high-level committee headed by the NRNA President Kumar Pantha unveiled the data. According to committee coordinator Dr. Sanjeev Sapkota, 665 NRNAs have been confirmed to have contracted the virus. The data were gathered with the help of Nepali missions abroad, NRNA chapters and local organizations. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Here we take a short break.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन एस्ट्रिक 1415 ह्यास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Now, rest of the news updates. Private telecommunications company Ncell has paid Rs. 23.43 billion capital gains tax to the government. The amount was deposited to the bank account of large taxpayers' office on Sunday. According to the office, Ncell paid all the capital gains tax, including the interest amount, as per the Income Tax Act 2050 at Bikram Sambat. Out of Rs. 21,104,000,000 determined by the Supreme Court, Ncell deposited the last installment of the capital gains tax. Earlier, the company had paid the tax in two installments. With this, the company has cleared all its dues of the capital gains tax. Nine Nepali ambassadors leading the Nepali diplomatic missions in various countries in the Middle East and Gulf countries are to contribute 1 month of their salary to the fund set up by the government for prevention and control of COVID-19. According to Nepali ambassador to Bahrain, Padam Sundas, the envoys deployed in Israel, Egypt, Oman, Qatar, Kuwait, Pakistan, Bahrain, Saudi Arabia and United Arab Emirates have decided to donate their salaries to the fund. Establishment of a hospital of Armed Police Force Nepal dedicated to the treatment of COVID-19 patients has reached its final stage. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Defence Ishwar Pokhrel, Home Minister Ram Bahadur Thapa and Minister for Health and Population Bhanubhakta Dhakal on Sunday carried out an on-site inspection of the hospital at Balambu in the capital city. The ministers on the occasion took stock of the latest construction situation. The government has adequately mobilized the armed police force on Nepal-India border to make the lockdown more effective. 6,000 armed police forces have been mobilized in border areas after the entry of Nepalis via clandestine roads continued in the wake of coronavirus spread. At a press conference organized at Crisis Management Center of Nepal Army, it was informed that AFP was reinforced with the additional human resources to make lockdown effective. The test for COVID-19 among the suspected ones in the district has begun in Bhaktapur Hospital after the hospital received the rapid diagnostic testing kits. Superintendent of the hospital, Dr. Sumitra Gautam, informed those foreign returnees and suspected to have contracted the deadly virus will be tested at the hospital from yesterday. The 300 test kits were sent to hospital from Bagmati State Health Ministry. Minister for Health and Population Bhanubhakta Dhakal has urged the stakeholders concerned to dedicate themselves for the sufficient drug production within the country. Receiving the drugs from Deurali Janta Pharmaceuticals yesterday, Minister Dhakal said that Nepal should work to be self-reliant on drug production. Minister Dhakal has assured of government support in case of companies encounter any hurdles in medicine production. The Bagmati state government is preparing to appoint 166 medical workforce, including specialists, doctors, nurses and other health workers in different 36 posts. The State Ministry of Social Development is learned to have been proceeding towards that end. The appointment will be made on the contract basis for the hospitals and health institutions under the subordination of the state government. A rapid diagnostic test carried out in 503 people suspected of carrying the coronavirus in Baglung district have shown negative. RDT began in Baglung from Thursday after the district was put under the red zone. All the people who were tested had returned home from abroad recently. The RDT is being held in the quarantine center set up by the local labels in different parts of the districts. Baglung was categorized under the high-risk zone after two people were found infected in the district. Now to some international updates. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has been discharged from the hospital and will continue his recovery from COVID-19 at his country's residence, Chequers. Prime Minister's office has said on the advice of his medical team, the Prime Minister will not be immediately returning to work. He wishes to thank everybody at St. Thomas for the brilliant care he had received. Likewise, the Justice Minister for Somalia Autonomous Hirsabil State Khalifa Mumin Tuho has died after contracting the novel coronavirus, the second recorded death in the country. Turkey's Interior Minister Suleyman Soylu has resigned over the much criticized last-minute weekend curfew across the major Turkish cities to tackle the coronavirus outbreak. However, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has rejected the resignation of the Interior Minister Soylu. The global death toll from the coronavirus has surpassed 140,000, while the infection cases have jumped 1.84 million. The U.S. has witnessed more than 22,000 deaths and the infection cases have topped 555,000. Italy has reported more than 19,800 deaths, while Spain has recorded more than 17,200 fatalities from the virus. Likewise, India has more than 9,200 infection cases, while 331 people have died from the virus so far. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Thunderstorm accompanied with gusty winds or lightning are likely to occur at a few places of the eastern and central hilly regions. Now, Kathmandu Valley's weather report recorded in the last 24 hours. Maximum temperature 28.6 degrees Celsius, minimum temperature 16.8 degrees Celsius, humidity 86%, sunrise was at 5:41 a.m. and sunset will be at 6:28 p.m. With this, we have nearly come to the end of this news bulletin for this hour. But before wrapping up, top stories once more. Nepali New Year 2077 Bikram Sambat being marked across the country today, exchanging greetings of best wishes. President Vidyadevi Bhandari, Vice President, Prime Minister and political leaders offer greetings on the occasion. Health Ministry confirms 3 more new cases of coronavirus in the country, bringing the total cases to 12. 14 Nepalis die from the coronavirus abroad, while 665 get infected so far. Coronavirus Prevention and Control Fund received 47.8 million rupees yesterday alone. And UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson discharged from the hospital, Downing Street says, but will not immediately return to work. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Please also log on to our site www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.